Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Our friend Steve Hawk is here, which makes it Hawk Topics on a Monday. Hi, Steve.
Hello, gentlemen.
Did you know, maybe you didn't know this, and I shouldn't assume. Because
no,
we know
don't.
What happens.
Especially if it's me knowing something. Please never assume that.
Did you know that you could actually name your child Steve without naming them Steven?
Yes.
Oh, so you did, like everybody else in America knew that, except for our producer.
Wait. No, it said on Google you can't.
Yes, you sure can.
No, it did
I know
not.
A lot of people named Steve. I also know some people named Mike, not Michael.
Correct.
Dave,
yes, thank
not
you.
David.
John, not
you can
Jonathan.
Name someone well, anything you want.
Yes, yes, you can do that.
Bart, but- not Bartholomew. I
He's
went
hung
to,
up
I had a
fence.
Great friend who went by Rob. That was his middle name. His first name was Glenn. He said, Mom and Dad, nah, not a fan.
Sure.
So I'm going by my middle name. What?
What?
Yeah, get used
Rob.
To it, Mom.
It's a family name.
And it worked out for him. Nobody knew his name was Glenn except for me.
What if everybody else? What if his name was Glendale and you
Could
didn't even know
Glendale.
It?
I didn't know. Maybe it was. Maybe they were just weird valley people.
Yeah, take that, Steven.
Could be.
It's how they did it back in Ponderosa back then, man.
But wait,
weird stuff going on in the valley.
But wait, Steve Hawk, are you a Steve or a Steven?
I'm a Steven. Steven Seahawk.
Yeah.
Seahawk.
My middle name is Cartwright. Steven Cartwright Hawk. Steven Seahawk. On purpose? I think so.
It was a lot of information.
So you don't think that was an accident?
No, my mom's a huge Hawks fan.
Yeah, well, there you have it. Good to have you here. Do you...
Okay.
Everything's fine, Steve.
It's good.
Yeah, it's just
now you have a brother named Mike, and I was his given name Mike or Michael?
I think it was Michael.
Steve, do you like flavored hot chocolate, or do you only
like
just,
flavored like cocoa? Yeah, please.
Yeah, like well, I know. Yes, I want it flavored like cocoa. No, like as in I like. Peppermint or cinnamon or
every once in a while.
Really? Okay. Because you seem like a purist to me, and
I am.
You are.
I am.
But you don't mind the flavored.
Not every once in a while.
I have a present for you.
Oh goodness! I mean,
oh,
I
boy.
Hate it.
Yeah,
please don't.
There you go.
Oh, look at there.
I was thinking of just like putting that out, you know, to so everyone could partake. But I didn't know if that would mean then you wouldn't, because I think it would just be open.
Well, yeah, you could share this with everybody, or you could just give it to me.
I consider it given.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
What else does it have in there, Steve?
Well, there are four cocoa pack mixes.
Okay.
And each mix will, you know, be good for a lot of cups.
I feel like it would be, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I feel like
and it's Swiss Miss, too.
It
high
is Swiss
quality.
Miss. It is high quality. Like, so this is just the regular milk chocolate. That'll just taste like
thank
hot
you.
Chocolate.
Yep.
This one is peppermint.
Ah.
That'll taste like hot chocolate and
candy
peppermint.
Canes and peppermint. Mm.
This one over here, the green one, is just marshmallow.
Oh, it is?
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So there's marshmallows in there, those little tiny ones. They're really fun.
It's great.
I believe the song was Swiss Miss Instant Cocoa with mini marshmallows. Do you remember that song?
Don't.
I don't.
I think
Dang
you
it.
Just made that up.
I did not.
I like it, though.
Okay. Right.
Good job.
It
Thank
sounded
you.
Good.
Yeah. And then this is new, I think, to the variety pack, this salted caramel.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Caramel.
A lot
what
of people.
What does it say below it? It says.
Flavored with other natural flavors.
Okay. Okay, Kevin, would you point that out?
Well, I couldn't see it. When
natural
it said for sure, but I was like, there's extra words
Good
there.
Lady, oh, Swiss Miss Instant Cocoa. What's the best way to start your day?
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, it is. I don't like that song at all.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a wonderful gift. Thank you very much.
Well, it's the least I could do.
Well, now I have to find something.
I was thinking
that's
to myself.
The,
yeah.
That's
see,
the worst part about giving or getting gifts is now I'm obligated to go.
No, you absolutely are not.
You say that.
No, 100%.
My wife says that on Valentine's Day, too.
I'm going to say.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Somebody going to get Jay flowers?
I'm going to go out on a limb that your wife on Valentine's Day with expectations are not the same as mine right now for Christmas.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Really?
We'll see.
Going out on a limb on that one.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
I don't know, Kevin, do you have one for Steve? I have another one if you...
Oh, for a hot topic for Steve? Well, you know,
maybe it's something you should clear your throat
over. The only
over.
Problem I have
what?
With my hot topics with Steve right now is all I want to do is talk Seahawks with him.
Oh, yeah.
And I just don't feel like that is appropriate.
Are you going to a holiday party? Are you giving a white? Are you giving a what do they call that? Christmas? An elephant gift?
An elephant Christmas?
White elephant?
White elephant Christmas?
What is it?
What is gift exchange?
So I will not
confused.
Be.
What are you doing?
Well, I was just thinking about re-gifting what you just gave me.
Oh, you can.
I'm not going to. I think I want to drink and eat.
No, you absolutely 100% can.
But I don't know if that's going to work out.
Yeah, I just know that I'm not offended.
I think there's a theme to this party I'm going to where everybody is supposed to, you know, there's a dollar amount, but there's also a theme to the gift.
Ooh, and when will this be taking place?
It might be on Christmas Day.
Oh
my!
Okay. I know.
So it's family.
Yeah. Oh,
no, well. It's here at the station.
I know. Well, I was like, you're like, no, it's with my buddies.
Christmas Day, everybody show up with a white elephant gift. We're gonna have a great time. Be around 7:30 in the morning if that's good with everybody.
But I think we're doing something else. I think there's a theme to it, and so then you know who knows.
I was at one on Friday, and
is there a theme?
There was, no theme. But it was weird because every time, like I was just there. It was my wife's Christmas party, but I was just the plus one. So I didn't bring a gift, didn't participate because I don't work there. But it was weird because multiple times I said, well, that's more than the $20.
Yeah.
Like multiple
times. I don't like that.
Not right, Kevin, because then you got the thing that you were just talking about, Steve. You feel like, oh, man.
Yep.
Now I feel bad because I either made it a gag gift, which I think is kind of the point.
That's why they're called white elephant.
A lot of times. And then some of these gifts, I was like, well, that was easy $40 and it's not funny. So now, you know, and people are like, wait, who brought that?
Mm-hmm.
And then of course the one person waited and was like, that was from me. I'm like, well, I know you think that's a badge, but no, it's not.
Yeah.
Because now people are mad at you.
We had one where, it's a family, so you have kids there. And so I had like a 13-year-old one year, or it was a younger teen, maybe a tween, get a electric frying pan or something like that.
Nice.
Because
that's
it's
what
this
they
whole,
want.
Yeah. And then you can trade, and there's all these little rules and some games that go on along with it. But that's the unfortunate thing about this is sometimes you, without parameters before you start, these need to be gag gifts, or no, they need to be this kind of gift. Then you could wind up with a tween and an electric frying pan.
Yeah, or booze or something, you know, where you're like, whoa, that's not going to work.
Right.
Yeah. Hawk, have you ever heard where the white elephant gift exchange came from?
No.
Okay.
Did it start in Spokane?
Well, Jay and I were like, well, yeah, it's obviously from the store.
Yeah, sure.
And then I read this fact a while back, and it's that the white elephant comes from the olden days in Thailand, where the king would be displeased with someone.
Okay.
And he would give them one of the very rare, sacred, valuable white elephants.
Wow.
Which were impossible to care for. They were so expensive.
Yeah.
It became a terrible gift. So he gave it to them because he wasn't pleased with them. And then they wouldn't want it. So they would try to give it to someone else.
Right.
I would have never guessed that's the story behind the white elephant.
Yeah.
And I don't remember doing white elephant gift exchanges when I lived in other places. I think they might have called it something else. I don't know. And then when I moved here, I naturally thought it was because of the store. I was like,
I kind of did too.
Because you could go shop there.
Right.
And probably find
everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I was guessing.
Interesting. Make it more of a joke. I used to, even with the same family that we're doing the white elephant party with now, when it first started, it was much more of a joke. I was bringing the big industrial size can of peaches from a food bank.
Yeah.
I love
it. I'd wrap it up and here you go. Who's going to get this? You know, who's going to be stuck with this
who's
white elephant?
Who's lucky enough for the peaches?
And now it's like,
a bummer.
I have to think of a $60 gift that I can bring that everybody from a 13-year-old to a 65-year-old is going to enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it loses some of the fun.
Yeah, it does.
The game of life.
I think I'm probably not supposed to say what my wife brought, but she brought toilet paper that says he sees you when you're pooping.
Okay.
That was her white elephant gift.
It's supposed to be 16 funny. Rolls in this big thing?
Yeah. Okay. Says, he sees you when you're pooping.
Right.
He knows when you are gassy.
Right.
Oh. No?
I think that is great.
Yeah.
I personally, I love that idea.
Yeah.
And I can see where she got some looks.
From people who brought a real present.
Because I did that at a wedding.
Oh,
Excuse me?
Wait, there's
same toilet paper?
So it was my brother-in-law.
Same toilet paper.
It was my brother-in-law, but I didn't know what to bring.
Right.
And so you know what I did? I did that.
You brought toilet paper?
I brought a Costco thing of Charmin.
That's hilarious.
And said, here,
they're
and I
use
threw it,
it
under the table at the Davenport with their big fancy silly wedding. And I show up in Steve Hawk wear, whatever I was wearing that day.
A flannel shirt.
Flannel and a Vans.
Right.
And a big thing of Charmin under my arm.
That's hilarious.
And I got looks.
I bet you did.
But, you know, my brother-in-law and my wife, they're like, well, of course we're going to use this.
Absolutely.
It is kind of a good gift.
It's a great gift.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, right? Though. I could just see you walking in.
I know, of all the people.
And
it's
of course,
me. Hi, everyone.
You got to park a long ways away, so there's a long walk through downtown. Don't worry about it, all right?
And don't you dare rap. Coyote
Country. New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean.
All night, no breaks, I'll tell. No gate, ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck. Mile. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. With the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Time for some jingle jangle in your pocket. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country has your Christmas cash.
And here's all you need to do.
Listen at 8, 10, noon, 2, and 4 to get your name in the drawing for $1,000. And we're giving away a grand every Friday. Big money from your home for Jay and Kevin in the morning.
Merry Christmas.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Complete rules and details at thebig999coyotecountry.com.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Girl. Naomi, what's the most amount of shots of espresso you've ever had to put in one drink?
12.
Oh, no.
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 Is that for one person?
Kevin James.
Yeah.
No, that's not even... Is that safe?
No. I think like 6 shots, you're pretty much legally coffee drunk.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Steve Hawk is here for round 2 of Hawk Topics. It's a Monday morning.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Did you find it more difficult to come to work today because you had a 4-day weekend last weekend?
No.
You were fine with it?
Yep.
Okay. I feel like on a Monday morning early, people were like, oh, man, that went way fast after having 4 days.
Yeah, no, I didn't feel the effects of that. It was just a typical Monday.
Okay.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah. Did we go for a walk today?
I did.
Are you a de-icer at home?
Yes, not liberal, though. Like, I try to conserve it a little bit. I don't like all those chunks.
Yeah.
I spread the rock de-ice salt stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't like it being tracked in. I don't like what it does to the concrete. So I'm not a huge fan of it, but I like what it does.
Absolutely.
It is a necessity.
It kind of is. But I also wait until it's really needed. Like this morning, if it's a little slick, well, it's winter. Pull your head out of your butt.
Is that the message you send to your family?
Well, kind of is. Yeah, well, my wife will be, hey, when, you know, we don't want our son to slip on the steps. Well, there's two or three of them coming out of our front area.
Sure, of course.
It's winter.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Yeah. Pull your head out of your butt.
There's going to be a chance it could be slick.
When it gets really nasty and the whole thing turns into a sheet of ice, you bet.
Absolutely.
I'm getting rid of it.
That makes
I'm
sense.
Going to help, but.
I don't know if DOT has ever thought that on those flashing signs. Your slogan.
They should.
I feel like they wanted to say it on the news this weekend when I heard them talking about all the accidents and everything else. And there was, you know, the one guy, Ryan Overton, came on, and he's the spokesperson for the Department of Transportation.
Okay.
And he's like, people, you just, even if the ground looks like it's okay, we can't have you driving 70. You can't be driving 60 or 70. We have to slow down.
Right.
Because when the black ice sneaks up or whatever, it's just trouble. And as he was talking the entire time, all you could really hear was,
pull your head out of your butt. It's winter.
It was just like all of a sudden, you know, they're like, now to our man on the street. Here's Steve Hawk. hey, guys, it's winter. Pull your head out of your butt.
Back to you.
Back to the studio.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, can we get some billboards?
Yeah, right.
So it's the same. I'm out here on the Palouse, same as up on 395.
Yeah.
Pull your head out of your butt.
Same thing.
it's winter.
Because, you know, we got an email this morning. It was like, hey, guys, it's winter. So, you know, he did not say what you said. He went into a little bit more of a politically correct, you know, watch your step and be safe and all that. Because, you know, I mean,
it's winter. Sometimes we need reminders. And
absolutely.
There's a few people that may be living here now that haven't lived through winter.
100%.
That is very true.
That's very true. There's always at least one TV reporter who has moved, you know, from Arizona or wherever it's warm. And then they're like, oh, my goodness, you can't see it. Yeah. I think that's the one that gets them because they're like, well, it didn't look icy. It did.
We work with somebody who fits that mold exactly. He moved here from California.
Okay.
He's not used to it. He keeps complaining about how cold it is. And I just look at him like, grow up. Put on a coat.
Grow up.
Pull your head out of your
mouth. He's like, what is all that? What are those lines out on the road?
Oh, like the de-icer?
You know, like the grease. Why does it look like they've been dumping grease on the roads? Well, they have. We do that here. We just dump a bunch of oil on the roads. This is good luck.
This is a great thing, though. You have so many fun things you can pull on this guy. Well, it's Crisco. Yeah, they melt it and they put it on there. And then later on, they scoop it back up just in case we need to cook something with it. If you guys don't do that?
If you're coming up on a hill and you see that, don't try it.
Yeah,
it's just a big
so slippery.
Crisco. It's called Crisco Hill.
This would be fun. And you guys like Googling really fast you can to figure it out.
How do they melt and dump Crisco out of the back of that truck?
Well, it's warm when it comes out eventually. It's hard, you know, grease doesn't freeze very well.
No,
so, you know.
The Crisco sprayer.
Yeah, duh.
It's our own personal Zamboni.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That is weird thinking about, you know, you just don't know anything about it.
Yeah. He doesn't.
It is a hard thing to imagine the levels of it. Like, I get you don't know how to drive in the snow. If you do, you know, but there are so many levels of things that we take for granted that there's, I mean, how would they know?
No idea.
There's just impossible.
Yep.
Yeah. When I lived down in Florida, I had an ice scraper in my passenger seat. People had no idea what that
They're
was.
They're like, what is that?
What kind of weapon is this?
Yeah. They get in my car and be like, what? What is this?
Was it the one with the glove? The little, it was an inside of like a mitten? Because I feel like that would be even better.
That's
didn't have
confusing.
That, unfortunately. Oh, man. Those are the great ones. Or get the one that's like 3 feet long with the brush on one side. They're like, what is this contraption?
Oh, it does have the brush on
one
side.
Has the brush?
And the scraper on the other. Yeah.
Nice.
Extendable. Yeah, those are.
When my parents first.
A necessity.
My parents first moved to Arizona, my dad said, and he did, he said, you know, they have, you could plug your car in.
Yep.
To keep, you know, the oil from, you know, getting thicker and you could start your car, especially back in the old days in Minnesota, as
you
know,
Steve. Always plug them in.
Everybody plugged their cars in. He said, I'm going to drive south until somebody says, why is that extension cord hanging out of your car? And what's it for? He goes, then I know I'm far enough south. Then I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Stop and let's live here.
Yeah. He said, I got to Arizona. And then they were like, why? You have an electric car? Why is that cord hanging out of there? I'm in the right spot.
Yeah. This is where I'll stop.
I don't have to worry about it anymore. Are you done Christmas shopping?
Never.
Okay. I didn't know if you guys are. Do you guys do a white elephant for your own family?
No.
You should do that. Present, $40 limit.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe once the kid gets a little bit older, we don't have to worry about all that garbage. Yeah. I mean, all those fun things for his.
I know what you meant.
Oh, the smallest thing you want right now is $76.
Yeah, when they
Merry Christmas.
When they get older.
Yeah, they get older.
We've had that talk with him here recently, too. You know when you used to like 10 $7 items?
Right.
Well, guess what?
Yeah. You get one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get one present.
Am I a little bah humbug on this attitude?
Oh, sorry. What?
You know, it's just myself. I don't have any, young children.
Okay. Right.
I don't have a spouse.
Right.
No one to buy for.
Sure.
My granddaughter. Of course, mm-hmm. my granddaughter is getting a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't plan on buying anyone anything.
Sure.
Is that bad?
All right, noted. It kind of is.
Okay, well, because
because your kids are still alive. I mean, just because they're not.
Well, I know, but I don't want them to get me anything.
Okay.
Because I don't want them to,
Well, just give them a little something.
Spend any money on me for anything. And
just give them a gift certificate to McDonald's or Delish.
Sure.
Just something so there's something under the tree.
Yeah.
And I know that even if I say I'm not going to get it, the night before, I'll be like, God, I'm the worst if I don't go get them something.
Yeah. And then,
I'll go, grab a gift card, whatever.
Sure. But when the holiday's over, you'll be able to say, look what I did, too. You'll be able to feel, you'll feel like, okay, I did something.
I mean, do you think you'll feel better if you do get something? If you give them something?
I think you will.
I think you will, too.
Will you feel better if you get something?
You want to just give me something so you don't have to worry about the kids?
Well, but it's kind of weird.
Look how good Jay feels right now after giving me a gift earlier.
He's feeling great.
Yeah, but 17 minutes straight now, he's been feeling on top of the world he gave me a gift.
Yep, good point.
So,
and
give
I feel
me
like
gift.
I could give you something that you would like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That would be kind of threatening.
Oh.
I mean, my one son lives with me.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean
you're already giving him something.
Yeah. That's a gift. Trust me.
That's the greatest roommate on the planet. Me. That's what he's getting.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
In the meantime, final story, Steve. What do you got?
Well, this has nothing to do with the final story, Jay, but you know why Snoop Dogg has an umbrella?
Oh, God.
Kevin James.
Bo Drizzle. Huh?
Thanks, Steve.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Man, the jokes. next chance to qualify for $1,000 is in 28 minutes. Got some Christmas cash headed your way. Kevin, you ready for a clip?
Yeah, I am ready for a clip.
Let's do it.
Kevin's clip of the day.
All right, what do we have?
Well, we know him. We love him. His name is Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
He's 98 years old.
Man.
98 years old. Just saw him on something the other day, and I don't even remember what the heck it was. Oh, this is why he was on TV. Yeah. The interview I have is from one of the talk shows. Which one was it, Steve?
Kimmel.
Okay. Because even though as he approaches 99 years old, he dances in Coldplay's new video.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow.
So that's why he is doing an interview here with Chris Martin, who is the lead singer of Coldplay.
Okay.
And, Gwen Stefani's ex.
Yeah.
And it's him and Dick Van Dyke, and they were just talking about how they, were together, and he saw something that Dick Van Dyke had happened to him that he thought was one of the most interesting, cutest thing. So listen up.
You won't remember this. My favorite moment of the whole shoot was your son is Barry, right? And Barry is what, 74?
74.
74. And I saw Barry come up to Dick and say, Dad, can I turn the pool slide on? And it was so sweet because it was like a son and his dad. The son asking if he could use the slide into the pool. But they're collectively 176.
Can you believe that 74?
I mean, that's got to be one of the strangest things for being your age, is not even your age, but the age of your children. Imagine you have a 74-year-old son.
Yes.
Who you still send to his room, true or false?
I have one who's 78.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
That's right. I'm old enough to be Joe Biden's father.
Dick Van
That's
Dyke.
That's crazy.
I mean, he's looking 99.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
he's still just the best. He always has something funny to say. And I thought that was, and how enamored Chris Martin was with the fact that he's like, his 74-year-old son asked him, "Hey, Dad, do you care if I turn the pool?" I mean, of course he did.
Yeah, absolutely. You have the same relationship. It changes, a little bit, but man, I mean, my sister is 73.
Uh-huh.
My mother is 94.
Yes.
And they have that conversation all the time.
This is the dynamic.
They're like, "Mom, can I have the leftovers that are in the refrigerator?"
I love it.
And I'm always like, it seems weird, but okay, I get what you're saying, you know?
Yeah.
My mother and one of my sisters flew to Arizona yesterday.
Okay.
My son is there, and my son took the day off work and was going to pick them up at the airport and take them to the hotel and all that because, you know,
yeah, why not?
Walkers, wheelchairs.
They're 94 and 73.
Yeah, all the things. Yeah. It's just a lot, you know. And then, so there was a lot to do. So he says to his boss, you know, this is like weeks ago. Can I, you mind if I take the, you know, Sunday, the 8th off because my grandma's coming to town and I want to get her to her hotel and everything. And he goes, yeah, no problem. And so then yesterday, he's like, actually on Saturday, he goes, "Hey, don't forget, tomorrow's the day I have the day off because, you know, my grandma's coming to town." He goes, "Yeah, I meant to ask you a question about that. Your grandma doesn't have blank and Uber?" And my son's like, "My grandma's 94.
Yeah.
I'm not making her take an Uber." And he's like, "What? Your grandma is not, you know, my son's 20.
So it doesn't seem like, yeah, his grandma should not be that old."
Right. So he's like, "Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. It's fine. It's fine."
Never mind. And of course,
not going to make the 94-year-old with a walker take an Uber. We're going to go ahead and get her to her hotel. Okay.
And he's saying, "Come on, I've heard these kind of stories before, but no, it's legit with Will.
Right.
Actually going to get his grandma.
Right. How many times is your grandma flying in? You're taking every Sunday off. What's going on?" That is hilarious, though. "Dad, can I turn on the pool slide?" "Okay, but only for about 20 minutes, you know. Yes. I don't want anybody getting hurt. Be safe out there.
Be safe. It's not free.